Welcome to the Spiritual Soul Discovery Podcast. If you are spiritually curious, this is the podcast for you. We will be exploring today's curiosities around spirituality, mindfulness, and life after life. I'm your host, Joanna Durkin. I am a spiritual medium and soul reader. It is my passion to help others discover their inner spiritual guidance that connects you with your purpose here on earth. You know there's more to this life that's waiting for you, and now is the time to be inspired and uncover your true destiny. I promise there will be some magic along the way. So, are you ready to discover more about your soul and its connection to this world and beyond? Then let's go. Hello and welcome to episode 22 of the podcast. Today I am going to share with you some of my favorite and most inspirational and spiritual books that I've read over the last 20 years plus. I've picked five for this episode, but no doubt I'm going to have to do several podcast episodes to highlight the many books that I've read that have had such an impact on me when it comes to just enlightenment, awareness, connection, new way of thinking. There's so many, but I've picked my first five and I'm going to share them with you today. So before we get started, don't forget there's only a few more days to get access to the Unlock Your Angel Magic workshop. You can learn to connect and receive and trust the angel messages that are coming through from your angels on a daily basis. I'm really excited to connect with you at this workshop and teach you all the things that I know about angels and working with the angels. I've also thrown in a few bonuses that include a guide to the archangels, the who's who guide, just so you can understand what archangels to call upon in specific areas of your life. Whether it's a big issue or a small issue, there's certain archangels that you can call in and they can swoop in and help you right away. I've also included an angel number reference guide so you can notice and refer back to all the angel numbers that kind of pop in every day and know what they mean. An angel workbook is included, and of course, a private Facebook page that is going to be for ongoing support after the workshop. So it's going to be really great. It's going to happen on April 18th. I would love for you to join us. The link is in the show notes and it's also in my bio on Instagram if you would like to register. All right, so let's get started with my first book that I want to share with you. Now, if you've listened to the podcast, I have mentioned this book several times. It is called One Day My Soul Just Opened Up by Ayanna Van Zandt. I have to talk about this book. I know I've talked about it briefly over other episodes, but you know, here's the reasons why I loved this book so much. It was perfect for when I started my spiritual journey. I mean, I was 20 years old and I needed that spiritual direction. It's kind of like this book was like a spiritual coach for me. It was life-changing for me. And it was, you know, right place at the right time with the right book. But it really did start my spiritual journey and opened up my awareness to what I was not seeing in my very comfortable bubble that I was living in and that I had lived in for those 20 years. Nothing wrong with the bubble, but I was ready to expand, and this was the perfect book for that. The subtitle of this book says 40 Days and 40 Nights Towards Spiritual Strength and Personal Growth. And that is exactly what that provided me. Obviously, I can't recommend this book enough, especially when you're on the beginning of your spiritual journey, your personal growth journey, whatever is going on with you. For me, I received this book when I was at a fork in the road. I was kind of heading into this uncharted territory of my own personal space where it was like my soul was pushing me to grow, but I didn't know how to do that. I didn't have the tools to do that. And this book was my toolbox, no doubt. So I can't say enough about this book. So even in the dedication of the book, it really does emphasize what the kind of theme is behind what's going on. I'm just going to read it for you. It says, this book is dedicated to the ego, the part of us that continues to worry, lives in doubt, is afraid, judges other people, is afraid to trust, needs proof, believes only when it's convenient, fails to follow up, refuses to practice what it preaches, needs to be rescued, wants to be a victim, beats up on oneself, needs to be right all the time, and continues to hold on to what does not work. You are put on notice that your days are numbered. I mean, that is like, it was the first time I really started to understand that ego was a thing. I mean, I was only 20, so I wouldn't have known otherwise, but I was starting to understand that the ego, that part of me, wasn't me. I was getting distracted by that part of me, and it was not taking me where I truly wanted to go, and I needed to disconnect from that, those ego thoughts that were in my mind. And she really helps you not only recognize those thoughts, but like the helps you really dive deeper into where that's coming from for you. Through this book, I really started to understand, like I said, what my ego was and how it was playing such a huge part in my own misery. And then going through this book, like, my soul just opened up. That's all I can say. New possibilities were opened. It does require you to commit to a 40-day journey, which is like 30 minutes each day, 20 in the morning, 10 before you go to bed. You can kind of, you know, arrange that how you want. And you honor yourself as you go along each chapter by writing down and journaling what you learned in that chapter and how it applies to your life today. It really starts helping you think new things in new perspectives, and then you put it down immediately so that you can go back and remember what was inspiring to you in that chapter and how you needed to shift. It's very laid out for you. The questions she asks are so poignant that it really makes you record how you are and how where you want to be. So it's, again, so many great things. And there's places all throughout the book in order to actually write within the book. It's like, it's a journal / book. And I mean, my copy is so full of underline and like the whole book, if I go through, there's like underline everywhere. It was also where I first introduced the idea of fear leading my decisions instead of my gut. And one of the quotes here in this book is, fear is born of a lack of understanding, the need to control, and more important, the absence of love. I mean, mind blown. Why I like Yolanda Van Zandt so much is because she has a way of defining words and concepts that not only are very understandable, they're just clear and concise and they make sense. So I guarantee if you read this book, you will have aha moments everywhere. It is truly a highly, highly recommended book from me. Okay, so the next book is Sylvia Brown's book, The Other Side and Back. This is a book that was actually printed back in the 90s, and it was my first introduction to insight on what really goes on the other side. I mean, besides talking about, you know, the other side, heaven, however you want to call it, and what kind of goes on and when you die and all of that, she also gets into kinetic energy and affirmations, synergy, dreams, spirit guides, imprints, hauntings, birthmarks, life themes, and developing your psychic abilities, and the synchronicities in life, the coincidences, the deja vus. I mean, she shares it all. So I read this book at a time, again, I was in my 20s, and it was a time when it was just like a buffet of new spiritual concepts and philosophies that I had not understood before. her books opened my eyes to like reincarnation and past lives. And the funny thing is like once I understood what that was, what reincarnation was, what past lives were, it made total sense to me. And anything I was taught in my religion classes that was in contradiction to that did not apply, because it was like my soul remembered the truth after reading her books. Now, I will preface by saying I don't follow and go by everything she says. I mean, I don't do that with anyone. I just take what makes sense to me and I feel the truth in my soul and I leave the rest. So I'm not saying you have to, agree with everything she writes or says, but the concepts and the philosophies in a large part are really how I shaped how I feel about things. And as I read more books and understood things deeper, it evolves and changes just like it will continue to evolve and change as I'm made more aware and as I expand. And the great thing about this book is she actually does predictions for years ahead. So she says in her book, this is a prediction again. Remember, she wrote this book in the 90s. She talks about 2026. Now, when we were in the 90s, thinking about 2026 seemed like back to the future type of future flying cars and things like that. So what she says is, in 2026, there's the West Coast, parts of the West Coast and parts of the East Coast will be hit hard by devastating tsunamis as a result of a large new landmass that will emerge in the Hawaiian Islands. It will be start in 2023 and be fully visible by 2026. And I'm bringing this one up because I just find that fascinating. I mean, that's only 2 years away from us, right? So, keep it in the back of your mind. Who knows? She also said that there will be a moon base that will be created for tourists. It will be like a stopping place to go further. Now that is interesting because, I'm watching this show on Apple Plus called For All Mankind. For any of you that have seen it, you'll know why I'm talking about it. But that's kind of how, if you're interested in like space TV shows and like, it's fascinating. So that kind of reminds me of that show, but that's really interesting because I actually think that is definitely possible. This is another interesting one she mentions, is that aliens will begin allowing themselves to be seen on Earth in the year 2010. They're not going to harm us. Instead, they're here to observe what we're doing on the planet and they are here to teach us. Now, I haven't got into any of my alien theories, my alien philosophies, but I do believe in aliens, hands down. I don't believe in I don't know if I necessarily believe in like the movie way that they show aliens. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm just saying I don't really have a very strong opinion as to how they look, but I do believe that there is other life on other planets that may not even be in our galaxy or anywhere near. We are a speck of dust in a very large room. So, and the room is like infinite. So, there's definitely life on other planets in my opinion. And she's talking about them coming to Earth. My opinion, my philosophy on that is that Earth is probably one of the less advanced societies or planets. I think there's many other planets that are way more evolved than we are. And so if they're coming here to help us, I embrace that help. And like, where else would our technology come from? Maybe it's coming from their insights. Who knows? I obviously have no proof, but I'm just saying these are concepts that it's possible. Like, it is very possible that's the case. And then she's saying, I am well aware that like these predictions, they may not come true. And like she did predict COVID in one of her books, not this book, but she did predict the very same year. Again, she wrote it 30 plus years before. She predicted the year and the type of disease that would come and be a pandemic in our society. That's pretty remarkable. So I do give her a little bit of credit. All right, so the next book is a really popular book, and it's been around for a while. I'm going to say, I think it was published in like the 80s. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It is by Susan Jeffers, and the book here says Dynamic Techniques for Turning Fear, Indecision, and Anger into Power, Action, and Love. So I started reading this when I started my spiritual journey back in 2012, meaning like when I actually started practicing and like learning how to connect with spirit and connect with the other side. This book was recommended to me, and I needed to find a way on how to show up and share, because I was extremely introverted. I was shy. Like, you know, talking on a podcast would have been like not something I would have done. And it's kind of like you need this like spiritual coach to help you get over your limiting beliefs. I was enough. There's no reason I couldn't show up that way. And I needed, this book was exactly what I needed. She talks about like what we're afraid of and why we're afraid of it, how to move from victim to creator of your own destiny, you know, making no lose decisions, like how to out-talk the negative talk that's going in your head, how to create more meaning in your life. I mean, it was exactly what I needed to read at that time. This book is full of relatable fears that come up and how to deal with them. It doesn't matter who you are and how you show up in this world. You could be a corporate job, a stay-at-home mom. You could be, it doesn't matter. Everybody can learn from this book. It really explains to you like what your comfort zone is and the illusion of your comfort zone. Of course, it's ever evolving, and you have the power to continue to evolve it in whatever direction you want. And your train of thought and your belief system within you plays such a major role in who you are and how you obtain things in your life. And of course, that all goes into how you manifest your life and how you show up and the energy that you bring to the room. So if you are exuding positive energy, hopeful energy, that is what you are going to be drawn to, right? If you always show up with the negative, you always know that person showing up with that negative vibe. No one wants to be around them unless you want to dwell in their negativity. So she really kind of broadens your mind around and expands your awareness around the fears that are playing in your unconscious mind that were just kind of taught to you. So I highly recommend this book. I also really love the fact that she makes fear more normalized, because everyone's in the same boat. It's a normal reaction. It's your ego talking to you, trying to talk you out of all those brave things that you want to do. And in order to tap into those authentic feelings and not succumb to that ego voice, that negative talk is what she guides you through. So highly recommend. Okay, so my fourth book is Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. How the Courage to be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. This book is a very popular book, and it really, the Daring Greatly title, it comes from the Theodore Roosevelt speech, A Citizen in a Republic, and it's sometimes referred to the Man in the Arena speech. And what it alludes to is that it's not your critics who count. It's not the people who are offering their two cents. Their judgment and their criticism and their assumptions, they don't count. They're not in the arena with you. What really counts is the people who are in the arena, who are engaged in their own vulnerability, who are showing up and failing, succeeding, then failing, the people who are in it with you. Vulnerability is a huge part in this book, and it really opened my eyes and taught me the basics about how beneficial it is to connect with my own vulnerability, You know, we're taught in society, or maybe just within our family unit, that we need to be strong. We need to, you know, have like an armor with us, an armor that protects us so we don't show any signs of vulnerability or weakness, because vulnerability always kind of seemed to equate with weakness. But in her book, she really drills in on how strong it is to be vulnerable and how it will enhance your life. It's not something to be shamed. It's not something to ignore or deny. It's something to embrace and strive to connect to your vulnerability. She says that vulnerability is not knowing victory or defeat. It's understanding the necessity of both. It's engaging. It's being all in and being in the arena and doing the work and showing up. It doesn't matter if you win that day or lose that day. It doesn't matter, because you're creating that personal growth and those opportunities. And our willingness to own and engage with our own vulnerability determines the depth of our own courage and the clarity of our purpose. Again, this book is just one of those that I've got all marked up. I've got stickies everywhere in this book. And she also does talk about the shame part of it, which is something that nobody wants to talk about, but it's something that we all carry, and it's blocking every single one of us from achieving our own greatness. You know, shame is not an emotion that we need to carry, and she helps you work through untangling it from your consciousness, especially around worthiness. This, if you ask me, this book is nothing short of brilliant, in my opinion, and one to read over and over. Okay, so my fifth and final book recommendation today it's actually a fictional book, but this book has had a huge impact on my spiritual journey. I have read this book so many times, and I continue to read this book over and over. It's The Shack by W.M. Paul Young. It's a beautiful story. There's actually a movie on Netflix called The Shack, and they turned the book into a movie. And I personally think that they did a very good job turning the book into a movie. So if you want to watch the movie, it's very good. But of course, I will always say the book is better and it contains more. So maybe if you like the movie, go back and read the book, because you'll get more out of the book. They can't fit it all into a 2-hour movie. The book is difficult to read at the beginning, especially when you're a parent and you have kids, because it is talking about a child being kidnapped and hurt. And I'm not ruining it for you, because it really does happen at the very beginning. That is not what the book is about. But you just work through it, because it is fiction. You're not reading a true story. The story revolves around the father who's lost their child. She was murdered, and how he copes with his grief. And he goes through a journey where he meets God face to face. He meets Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And words cannot describe how remarkable it is. And this author, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind, this author was channeling divinity when he wrote this book. It will give you shivers. You know, the author goes into, really the theme around the book is, you know, like, for all the pain and suffering in the world, the author does such a good job in changing the perspective to God and his place with us through all of those times. The book is nothing short of brilliant and meaningful, and like me, you will likely find an instant connection to what's being said. I do not cry when reading books often, but this one I do. And it's not due to the tragedy with the child, which is sad, sure, but like, the book is about connecting with that voice inside of you and understanding the true purpose behind our suffering and tragedies, and what that purpose is bringing and the opportunities are bringing to you when you go through these intensely difficult times. There, like I said, there is a divine connection in this book, and it is unlike anything I have ever read before. It whispers to truth within my soul, And that's the best I can describe it. It whispers truth within my own soul. So please pick it up. That is a really good one. For this week and beyond, I encourage you to pick up one of these books that I've mentioned. Give it a go. Please, if you do, let me know what you think. If it's the first time reading one of these books, please share with me what you thought and if you enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope you guys have a great week. See you next week. For some more fun and informative content, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Spiritual Soul Discovery. As always, you can check out my website for more details on our book club, our High Vibe merch, and where you can book a one-on-one reading with me. All the links are in the show notes. And don't forget my free giveaway, 100 daily affirmations that inspire, motivate, and connect you with your soulful purpose. Thanks for listening. See you next time.